Our clients often present with their pets and cannot describe their concerns well, and the pets may not exhibit symptoms of their illness. Veterinarians are gifted with the ability to recognize signs and diagnose the illness in their nonverbal patients, but at the same time, often can't recognize the signs of stress-causing illness in our veterinary colleagues who may be contemplating suicide. The signs may be subtle, but you are ahead of the game if you know what you're looking for. Veterinarians are not likely to attempt suicide. They complete suicide. They have often spent decades comforting clients with well-honed platitudes that euthanasia is a gift to take away pain and needless suffering. They know that it works. I lost one of my veterinary partners of 20 years to suicide. He was a brilliant veterinarian, educator, and business partner. He was well-respected by his colleagues, loved by family, friends, and coworkers, and was well-off financially. He had a great bedside manner and was very observant of the smallest changes in his patients or in his coworkers. He often said his hobby was his career. After a business conflict, he decided to retire. With this, he seemed to lose his drive and identity. Just the week before he completed suicide, he declined my invitation to join me for a musical venue that he normally would have enjoyed. At the time, I didn't think anything of it.